This week, it's time to leave the comfort zone for the cosmic zone. Yes, we have the chaotic, destabilizing, but super activating energy of our first eclipse of the year. And it's a simple twist of fate, y'all, is coming our way. It's time to give up the good for the great. It's time to feel the earthquake under my feet. Time to ride the lightning and buckle the fuck up. Baddie is who is ready. Who's ready for some big ass change? Who is ready for an energetic promotion and pay grade raise promotion? I just said that from the universe. Raise your hand if you're with me. I sure as hell am. Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in. Okay, so how are we doing? Can we have like a wellness check? Last week's full moon, I can't even talk, was roof. Yeah, if you can believe, this was not actually my first take doing this. I've had to do it a few times, but the energy right now is really buzzing and I'm trying to breathe through it. So if you're like me, take a few deep breaths right now. Oh, we're in Taurus season, but it's not your average Taurus season. We have Uranus, the lightning bolt, electrifying great awakener planet joining the sun. And the North Node. And it's just like a lot. Mercury is there. There's a lot of things happening. And a really big theme that's been coming up with my clients, and I had a chat with one of my friends this week, is like how excitement and anxiety can feel very similar, except one is like we're kind of like pushing it down. And the other one being excitement, we get to like breathe through it and it kind of helps us transmute that. And I'm not talking about if you have like a diagnosis or an anxiety disorder. I just mean the kind of day-to-day anxiety of like exciting energy. I'm feeling that a lot right now. And I'm seeing like around me, the winds of change, the like liquid is being drained from the portal. And there's just a big swirling happening right now. So I'm going to be reminding myself to stay grounded during this podcast app and in life thereafter. But I also want to remind us all to stay grounded because this Taurus eclipse we have coming up on April 30th. So it'll be like technically not the week of this podcast, but I was like, this is too big of energy just to drop on the day of and be like, hi, surprise, bitches, it's the eclipse. I want us to have a full like week to feel into this. Also, we feel eclipses as early as a month out. We feel them intensely for the 2 weeks between the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse, dragon's tail time. And we really feel the eclipse, the effects after for 6 months. That's not your average new moon, full moon. Okay. So this is why I'm going to be putting a lot of focus on this today. But yeah, wellness check. We just had a really intense full moon. And April has been a really wild month. April's a month I've been looking at 2022 for a while, like Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. Okay, then we have all these like eclipses and this Pisces stellium. If you're interested, I'm just letting you know this Taurus season, it's not letting up. We have everything, retrogrades coming back in the picture, eclipses, Jupiter's moving into Aries. Oh my. So if you're like me and you like to have the information ahead of time, plus a ton of resources, rituals, journal prompts, basically your survival guide, check out our monthly moon guide. I put a lot of work into that this month just so my baddies would feel like prepared. Okay. Speaking of baddies, shall we talk about our baddie bundle winner? Baddie bundle winner. Sometimes I can't say that. I have been loving getting to like connect with the people who have won, just even like getting to slide in your DMs or vice versa. And like, y'all are just so cute. Like seriously, all the baddies. I'm just so lucky that this is my job. You guys just bring me so much joy. So the winner of this week's baddie bundle, Kelly Mun Mun, You won 3 free months of our premium texting, our moon guide, access to our community, and our 21-day of real self-love course. So baddies, please, if you want to be like Kelly, whose review was freaking hilarious, is 5 stars even enough in all caps? She says, I send this podcast to anyone and everyone who will listen. And I love the idea of you just like spamming people in your life with this podcast. That truly brings me so much joy. So be like Kelly, leave a review on iTunes, leave your Insta handle in the name, or if you do it on Spotify, if you're like an Android cutie or you don't fuck with iTunes, then just screenshot that and DM it to us at the Cosmic RX and we'll put you in to win and to enter to win. Okay. Like again, ground down, Maddie, ground down. So we're in the eclipse portal. We're going to talk about your planetary planning for this week is going to be all about what is a solar eclipse, how will it affect us, and you know, more importantly, how can we work with it to step into our highest and hottest selves and to live in alignment. And you know, I just wanted to say that I'm really excited for the solar eclipse coming up. So if anybody's trying to scare you on the interwebs, I've gotten a lot of DMs about people saying that people on TikTok and mostly just TikTok, but some YouTube have told them that it's going to be a really awful like time and so scary. You know, guys, like fear and sex sells. So people are always going to do clickbaity things. Are eclipses chaotic? Yeah. Do I like respect the fuck out of eclipses? Hell yes. But do I believe that they have an opportunity to kind of put us back on path where we got off track or kind of deliver some long-term manifestation we've been working on or to just bring us into a place of more of our own truth? 1,000,000,000%. I personally love eclipse season. Granted, I do kind of love chaos a little bit. Like I try to deny it, but I do. I love a little chaos. I love a little like cosmic drama. And I love the feeling of like the winds of change coming in with the eclipse because I like, you know, things to move fast. I'm here for the soul growth. I'm here for the evolution. So as much as we can, this eclipse is going to be an activator, something that's really putting us on a more positive path to something that we really have earned and something that is going to connect us more to our values in life. And also to understanding our value and how we want that reflected back to us through the universe in our relationships, in our bank account, in our just day-to-day, in our confidence, in everything, okay? So I love this energy, but it's going to also really not feel good if you don't like change, if you are resistant to change, if you have a complex, complicated, hashtag it's complicated relationship with change. Part of this journey, if you're on the spiritual path, is to change and is to let go and is to be like to die to yourself and be reborn over and over again. So we're going to talk about like this eclipse wants you to be really clear on who you are and those values and that value and then sort of like live in flow and surrender the rest. And we have really positive astrology in the sky, really like not positive because I don't like to frame it like that, but really like conducive support system astrology in the sky helping us. All right, I mean, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I just wanted everyone to know because I think we're all buzzy. We're feeling this eclipse, whether we are aware of it or not. There's big, big change in the air, okay? So before I get into that, let's talk about last week. All of the if astrology isn't real moments. Last week was so crazy. We had so many things happening. I kind of took a little break. I was hosting Easter for my family. Also happy Easter, Passover, Ramadan to everyone who celebrates. I never knew this, but I found out that Easter is always very close to the first full moon of the spring equinox. I heard that on a podcast recently. And I thought that was very interesting because I was like, why is everything happening at once with the full moon and Easter for me? So it was kind of a lot, but I definitely, a few of you DM me about things. And this is why I love you. You like help me crowdsource as part of the podcast where I go back and I like to look at what's happening, like what happened in the news or current events or pop culture moments. And how does it reflect the astrology that we talk about here, right? We all get to be like social scientists, investigative reporters, and just these like dot connectors. Like truly, that's why if you love astrology, then you are a dot connector. You love seeing the patterns. You love connecting the dots. You're like fingers pointed in the air all the time. Like need the birth time, need the birth chart to connect the dots on things and make it make sense. So, you know, last week, there was so many literal astrology things happening that were such beautiful illustrations of what we had been talking about, with two major things come to mind. The North Node in Taurus definitely was in the news in a cool way. And Neptune really was having some main character energy in the news in the most literal freaking astrology I have seen in a while. So the first thing, first and foremost, and a few of you DM'd me this, was, I want to make sure I'm saying this right, that there was a Neptune missile strike showed strength of Ukraine's homegrown weapons. It's the Washington Post headline. So basically, if you missed it, there was kind of a big, I don't want to say like a big win, but kind of a big momentum forward for the Ukrainian army and its homegrown arms industry. And it was able to sink one of the biggest Russian ships. So this was right around the time of the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. So bear with me here. So biggest ship, that is Jupiter. Jupiter represents the biggest thing happening, the largest thing. Jupiter is the biggest planet in the sky. These obviously were naval ships. They were in the water. That is Neptune, right? Both of these in Pisces, connected to that water energy, and they were taken down, this biggest ship, by a pair of Neptune missiles. And I was just like, wow, that is very freaking literal astrology. So I like to bring this up because astrology really is just like, gives us this archetypal language to understand ourselves more and what's happening on Earth. And it's all happening like simultaneously. This is just like the collective consciousness. It's just very tuned into the astrology. And on that same way, when I was Googling that, I was like, oh, I want to make sure I get the details right, because I'm not a war reporter, obviously. And I saw that there's also like Neptune in the news as of like yesterday. There's that, obviously everyone talking about like March Madness and basketball. There's the team Villanova, and they have this really like, well, like, I don't know, love, what do you call him? Like super, you know, hero on campus, their coach, Jay Wright. I only know that because my husband's family is from the area and they like know him and his family. But anyway, Jay Wright is sort of a big deal at Villanova. If anybody follows basketball, you know what I'm talking about. But I saw that like he named his replacement, which is a big deal because he's been there like forever. And the name of his replacement was Kyle Neptune. And I was just LOLing, LMAOing, because I was like, damn, that's just some real literal Neptune in the news astrology. And the kind of third thing, like I love when things happen in threes, that really felt like Neptunian, like Neptune being like, hey, I'm here. I went conjunct Jupiter. I had my main character energy, took the main stage for a moment there, was the whole Coachella and Revolve Fest. It felt like super chaotic. And I couldn't help but, I was like, I wonder what the astrology, what's going on? And yeah, like Jupiter, Neptune, Pisces, Aries energy is like, for a music festival, definitely could bring chaos and like things not being what they appear to be. And I was looking at Fyre Fest. Oh my God. The astrology of Fyre Festival is freaking hilarious, first of all. Like Neptune is wreaking havoc left and right. So first of all, obviously we know Ja Rule, besides Billy McFarland, was the big like name behind Fyre Fest. Ja Rule was born February 29th, makes him a Pisces. He also has a sun and moon in Pisces, so he's probably super psychic, to be honest. And they're both square his natal Neptune. So it makes him a big dreamer. He can kind of like hype things up and but also not see things clearly. And people can kind of get in on that like dream weaving visionary energy of his. And then I wish he had an astrologer, because Fyre Festival looked great on paper. But an astrologer would have said he had like spectacularly, like cosmically, hilariously bad transits going on. And he should probably just delay this or maybe never do this festival, because during that time, Ja Rule was having his Neptune square. So the transiting Neptune in the sky was conjunct his sun and moon and square Neptune in his natal birth chart. So yeah, and also Uranus was conjunct his Jupiter, which just... Every like weird story about grifters and weird scams and weird things not being what they appear, definitely like Uranus has a role in it. But I just was like, okay, yeah, turns out when Neptune is doing something super funky in the sky or something really prominent, I don't have Billy McFarland's astrology info, but I was like, okay, Neptune, it makes sense. Neptune in Pisces loves music festivals. It's like, let's do this, especially with Jupiter. It's like, let's hang out. But then there can be this definitely leaning towards chaos, you know, energy, and also just things not, you know, like for fire festival, it was like, oh, we're going to have like beautiful, like fireside kickoff barbecues and VIP main stages. And it's like cheese sandwiches and styrofoam containers and like FEMA tents. So yeah, not all as it appears with the Neptune is going on. I'm not going to get too much into it, but the whole Elon Musk Twitter thing, you know, who's involved in that also? Neptune. Elon Musk going through his Neptune opposition. And like almost like to the degree of the day that he announced that. So I was just like, Neptune, you sneaky dog, you sneaky planet, just creating so much like illusion and delusion. And I don't know what's going to happen with the Elon Musk thing. I didn't do enough of a deep dive to like, I don't really care that much, but it's interesting, but I probably will care. But this week I did not. But the illusion and delusion feels like pretty apt. Neptune can bring us a lot of things, and the way it's working in his chart right now is sort of like delusions of grandeur. Lol. So, okay, that was Neptune. Neptune in the news. And then the last thing I wanted to say and why I wanted to bring this up is because it is a really good segue into us talking about the North Node in Taurus and the eclipses that we have coming up. So these eclipses are lining up with all the eclipses this year are in Taurus or Scorpio. And they're really connecting us back to our values, our authenticity, to our sense of security and stability, but also like a lot of shedding old things that are just like, you know, like Taurus is what we own and Scorpio is what we owe. And there's a certain energy right now of like, I want to own something different and maybe I don't want to owe someone or something all of this energy or time or money anymore. This thing is like costing me too much. It's too expensive. I just want to like pay this off and be done with it. So there's also, while this is going on in our society, and we're going to be feeling this on the interpersonal and the micro level, is like, what do we value? You know, what do we value? Who do we value? And how do we show up for that? And these eclipses, this solar eclipse coming up is ruled by Venus. So Venus is the boss of this eclipse. Venus rules Taurus. Taurus is in, you know, the North Node right now. North Node's in Taurus. Uranus is there. And for this eclipse, there is a big push to being like, yeah, like put your money where your mouth is. If you value something, like act like it. And one of my clients who I absolutely adore is from Ireland. And she filled me in on basically the day of the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. There was some really cool news in Ireland where they announced this thing called the Basic Income for the Arts. And it's a plan they're putting into place. They're kind of like launching it as a pilot scheme. And it's where they give, like artists can apply for a basic living wage for them to be able to make their art. And, you know, they're selected at random. And I was talking about it with her and we were saying like, yeah, I think Ireland really realized that many of us probably realize is that what got us through the pandemic and what got us through these really freaking intense times was the arts, right? For so long in our society, we have devalued, like I said earlier in the year, like the things that are invisible, the things that, you know, all the careers where people said you're never going to make money doing it are now going to become front and center in our society. That's like the healing arts, spirituality, creativity, entertainment, you know, because we're realizing now part of our restructuring of our priorities, which happens when the North Node like changes signs, our priorities now is like, oh yeah, art really got us through the Netflix shows, you know, the Spotify, the streaming, then the podcast, the being connected, you know, creating art for ourselves, taking it in. But we're also in this like hyper oversaturation of art. And I think it's because there's so many like streaming platforms and Spotify really comes to mind where there's like so much to listen to and engage with. You can almost like take it for granted. Whereas back in the day, you know, you like, I don't know if anyone's an elder millennial like me, you remember buying a CD, saving up your money, being so excited, listening to the whole thing, you know, front to back, every song, reading the whole like CD, the insert there, reading all the lyrics, looking at all the art. And it was this whole like experience, and it really made you value what you were listening to. Now we're at this place where we're a little hypersaturated, but where I think we're going to be seeing something shifting, where groups and organizations or even countries like Ireland are going to start being like, hey, we need to value the people making this, because this is kind of like really important. This is like the color of our society. This is what fills in like the black and white and kind of separates us from like the AI and makes our life like worth living is connecting to art. So anyway, I thought that was really cool. And I really wanted to share that to give you all just some kind of inspiration or jumping off point for like how that may play into your eclipse story. Bum, bum, bum. I'm going to get into the moon, the weather report for the week really quickly. I'm going to try and zip, zip, zap through this because we got a lot to talk about with this Taurus eclipse. So let's queue up, get the pen and paper out. This is your emotional weather report. Friday, the 22nd, the day this comes out. We got the moon in Capricorn. And the moon's in Capricorn. We're feeling like a little bit more serious. We're taking care of business. We are like kind of having some get shit done energy on Friday, okay? And I want you to think about, what do I need to do to enjoy my weekend fully? I love that on Friday. Let the moon in Capricorn kind of ground you and help it happen. Just look out for where you're being overly like asking too much of yourself or others, being overly severe, and knowing when to hold them, when to fold them, when it's time to rest and kind of drop into that weekend vibes if you're someone who is off on the weekends. Then we move into Saturday, the 23rd. The moon's in Aquarius. This will also be through Sunday. So we get an aqua moon weekend. Great time to get out with your friends. Great time to look at a problem you've been parsing through with a little bit more objectivity. Your emotions, you're probably craving some good like social time. So either get together with your friends or go do something and meet people in like a different way. You know, go to like an art class, a cooking class, go, I don't know what, join like a small group workout class, whatever it is. It's just like, be around people. Something's lighting you up. Also, I will say the 23rd, Mercury is going to be sitting on top of the North Node in Taurus. So I just want to say, if you've been waiting, and I have a lot of clients, a lot of people in my life who are waiting on a message or paperwork, circle your calendar, the 23rd, things might come through. Acceptance letters in the mail, contract signed, Mercury on the North Node is like a message coming through, something being delivered that is, yeah, like putting you on a new path, okay? That's just a little bonus in there. It's not a moon thing. And then Sunday, the moon's still in Aquarius, riding that vibes, like I said. Monday, the moon was into Pisces. Ooh, la luna, mama moon is joining the Pisces party. This will be the last moon with Jupiter in Pisces, like joining up Jupiter till October. So very exciting. And we have Neptune, Mars, Venus, like this whole Pisces party. So I'm like, this is not maybe a day for like operating heavy machinery or doing anything where you need a lot of focus, a lot of like clarity, linear kind of thinking. This is definitely a day to like tune in with your guides, like talk to your spirit guides, talk to nature, draw, create, tap into your healing artists, like book an energy healing, book an Akashic record. There's a lot of like higher realms of information available to you these days. And that goes through Tuesday and through Wednesday afternoon. I just want to look out for in those days, like I said, not like doing anything we can hurt yourself. Like stay focused if you're driving or having to like be in a hyper-focused state, because Pisces can kind of make us feel all over the place. And also just look out for where you may drop into like victim mindset, because leading up to the eclipse, this eclipse is very much about taking your power back, and we don't want to feel disempowered in any way. So just see where you're falling into that and see what are the tools that you can use to emotionally regulate to move you out of that victim mindset, okay? So the moon in Aries goes Wednesday and Thursday, and that is leading us up into this Taurus eclipse. Moon in Aries is always a good time to think about yourself again, tune back into the selfie energy, self-care, self-love. What do I need? And really asking yourself that and giving yourself like independent time if you need. Don't apologize for that, but we just want to look out for being overly me energy. Obviously, other people still exist. And we also want to be just aware of where we can like have a healthy channel for frustrations or anger and not taking them out on other people when we're in those moon and Aries days. So that leads me to the big headline, what we're going to end this episode on, what we're going to give this time to now, is the Taurus solar eclipse, working with the North Node, working with Uranus, working with all of this just big, like lightning bolt energy. Taurus, for a reminder, Taurus is fixed earth. Taurus likes stability. Taurus likes security. Taurus likes five senses, like pleasure, rest, being in your body. Taurus just likes the practical, pragmatic, like what's right in front of them. What can they see, touch, taste, feel? And Taurus really does value that knowing, that feeling of that comfort, what's ahead of me, what's the plan. So needless to say, with a solar eclipse, it's bringing in big changes there. And with it working with Uranus, there can be like, it's the only part of this that might feel a little uncomfortable, right? It's like earthquake energy. It's like the earth is meant to be fixed, fixed earth. It just wants to stay there. And this eclipse is like, hey, time to like dislodge that a little bit, because you could still find, we're still going to bring you to a place ultimately of security, of stability, of understanding your value, of abundance, of prosperity, having yourself fully resourced by the universe. But like to get you there, we need you to like let go of the reins for a second so we can bring you there. And you might already be feeling this in your life, but I do just want to say, like I mentioned before, this is a very ultimately positive, the solar eclipse. The lunar eclipse in Scorpio next in May 16th, a little bit maybe more intense. Like lunar eclipses deal with emotions. Solar eclipses deal with new beginnings, okay? And in Taurus, we're going to be looking at new beginnings around our self-worth, our personal finances, our material possessions, beauty, pleasure, importance of rest, our values, and essentially like just leaving anything that's felt like stale or stagnant to kind of to level up, okay? So I'm going to talk a little bit about the astrology of this particular eclipse, but first, like, what is an eclipse? Let's talk about it. If you're new here or you missed like my last eclipses I did in the fall, let's just have a little like refresh. So eclipses, they take place at syzygies, which is when there is like an alignment between the sun, earth, and moon. And eclipses take place when a new or full moon occurs within 18 degrees of the north or south lunar node. This upcoming one in particular will be 12 degrees away, SFY. And solar eclipses are like a supercharged new moon on steroids, and the lunar eclipse is like a supercharged full moon on steroids. These are significant because people have been working, like studying eclipses, you know, since the ancient times, and really realize that like when they were in the portal and the energy around an eclipse, there's unusual patterns of things in nature. Let's just put it that way. And things just sort of go a little wonky and go a little kooky. And I think that, you know, they're one of the most dramatic tools the universe has to get our attention and to ask us to pay attention to areas in our life that may need to change. So yeah, they can shock us, uproot us, surprise us, get us moving. It's sort of like they snap us out of like, out of slumber, out of sleep, out of numbness, so that we can like move from one level to another. Eclipses are here to help us change, and change we do. And not every person is going to feel every eclipse in the same way. The ones that are like, first of all, if you're a Leo or Cancer or Leo Cancer rising, you are going to feel basically every eclipse because you're ruled by the sun and the moon, and the eclipses are working with the moon. And solar eclipses are working with the sun, so you're going to naturally feel that. But besides that, the eclipse, you're going to see like where in your chart do you have the same signs, right? If the eclipse is in the same sign of your sun or ascendant, big, big, big changes, huge rehauls to your life. If you have it like touching your other planets, angles, major placements in your chart, especially within like 10 degrees, and this one will be in 10 degrees, you're going to feel it a lot. You're going to feel probably a lot of dramatic changes happening. Eclipses are a time not for manifesting. We're not doing active manifesting work. It's not your normal new moon in that way. It's like letting the universe, the space, and living in trust that like the other manifestations you've been laying all year or maybe for years, the universe is like, all right, let me like move around some pieces and put things into place and speed up some things and move the chessboard around and uproot certain things and do some quantum leaping. So that way, when we press play again, coming out of the eclipse portal, you're kind of set up for success and you're in a place or in a situation where like your soul wants to be for its highest growth. Okay. And in the meantime, you're asking Maddie, what do I do during this eclipse time? Well, it's just a time that really asks us for extra self-care, extra mindfulness, extra self-nourishment. Eclipses can have a way of bringing things buried, things that you have been ignoring or secrets or things you didn't want to look at. Eclipses will bring them up 100%. And same thing, obviously, like it goes for the feelings and emotions. So the best thing you can do is pulling back, detach from drama, ground down, self-regulate, and make like rest a priority. Also, eclipses like kind of fuck with us physically. I don't know if anybody here is listening, but my dog, who's a Taurus, God, I hope he's going to be okay during these eclipses. But during the lunar eclipse in Taurus in November 19th, he had to go to the doggy hospital and was there for like 3 or 4 days and had this mystery thing happen and wasn't feeling well. And I'm sure there's a lot of things at play, but I think the eclipse on top of that, eclipses affect small animals even more intensely because their bodies are smaller and they're so in tune. So looking at that and watching that happen with my baby Chance, I was like, oh yeah, that's what's happening to us. We feel the eclipse. It's just our minds, our egos are so strong. We like just try and keep powering on with life or powering on with how we want things to be or forcing things. So that as much as we can do is to like drop into that place of feeling centered. And in that place where we feel safe enough that we can sort of like go with the flow and trust the things that are happening and saying yes when we need to and sort of like looking at all with a little bit of like healthy detachment, it really benefits us. And if you try to make things happen during the eclipse or force things, I would say just get out of the way. It's like a freaking tropical storm, but a tropical storm that has like an agenda with moving things around for your, you know, highest good. Okay. So this eclipse, April 30th, 4:28 p.m., like I said, it'll be the week after this comes out, but we're going to start feeling it for the week. Okay. We're going to start feeling this like almost disconnection from reality. Like we're unplugging a little bit. And this particular eclipse, why I keep talking about how it's so supportive, it's because it is really close to the North Node. When an eclipse is close to the North Node, there is a positive movement forward, like an ambitious, exciting, aspirational energy. Like, yes, you're stretching out into that new karma, creating new soul contracts, a new way of being. And the things that might be really front and center for everyone, regardless of your chart, during these eclipses with Taurus and Scorpio are going to be about your relationships and your finances. Taurus and Scorpio have a lot to do with like love and sex and pleasure and intimacy and just relational things, as Taurus is ruled by Venus, Scorpio is ruled by Mars and Pluto, and Venus and Mars are very much the planets that we look at when we're talking about like, yeah, the parts of us, you know, our attraction, how we go after things and our eros and our life force. And Scorpio Taurus is also the financial axis. Taurus is very much what we own, the things we can touch, the things that are ours, our paycheck, our bank account, our house, our car, our stability, the physical. And Scorpio is like the metaphysical, you know, what our wealth is in a spiritual sense, how much we are into transforming, to being free. Scorpio also rules like where we share our finances, financial institutions, inheritances, when we like share money with people. And again, Scorpio is about debt and taxes. So it's like where we owe and then towards what we own. And then when we look at both of them, there's a lot going on and a lot is coming up for us right now about money and our financial situation and how we make money. And a lot is coming up around like our relationships and what we value in those relationships and how we want to like move forward in this next chapter in our relationships. So this is even like more exacerbated because, like I said, this Venus being the ruler of this eclipse, Venus is going to be conjunct Jupiter during this eclipse, which is super rare. Venus conjunct Jupiter happens like maybe once a year, depending on what Jupiter's doing. So that's rare, but it's also following the super rare Jupiter-Neptune exact conjunction that happens two and a half weeks prior, that only happens once every 156 years, once in our lifetime. So when you think about that, you're like, oh, that's all pretty, pretty weird. Astrology is like clues, like or like doing a puzzle or a riddle. You're like, well, not one thing's really standing out to me, so I should probably pay attention. Of like, that's interesting, right? Like that energy, like, oh, okay. And then we also have Mars and Pisces in the mix. And I'm going to break down how to work with that, all that Pisces energy in a moment. But I want to point out that another thing that's really supporting us about the astrology, this eclipse, and why I don't want us to fear it is because there's a lot of like beautiful harmony in the astrology. A lot of the planets are in their sign of natural rulership, their home signs, or their signs of exaltation. I realize I spoke out of turn before. I said Mercury was going to be in Taurus for this eclipse, but I meant Mercury was going to be in Taurus on the North Node leading up to the eclipse. But Mercury will move into Gemini 2 days before. So thinking about the chart of the sky, I have it pulled up here. We have the moon is exalted. It's very happy in Taurus, okay? We have Mercury will be in Gemini. Mercury will be in 0 degrees of Gemini. That is the sign of its rulership, right? Mercury is home in Gemini. Saturn is in Aquarius. Saturn is one of the co-rulers of Aquarius. And then we have Venus in Pisces, Jupiter in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces. These are all happy placements. So the majority of the planets in the sky are in the planets whose like language they speak. There's not a lot of misinterpretation or frustration or miscommunication. So when I look at something like this, I just feel like the sky is looking at you and being like, get after it. Like, go, go girl, go baddie. If there's something that you've been feeling like, I am ready for a fucking pay raise from the universe. I've been putting in my time, putting in my work. I don't want to work for this wage anymore. I don't want to settle for certain scraps. I want to leave the good, the comfort. Sometimes, you know, the unsettling comfort of stagnancy, I'm ready to let that go, fly and soar into the great. Okay. And again, that same thing I was saying before about the fear and anxiety and enthusiasm and excitement are all so similar the way they feel in our bodies. It's just about like, can we breathe and can we ground down and can we just like trust? And so we have all of this energy of Taurus. It's really going to ask you to get really clear on, I keep saying it, I feel like I'm saying it until I'm blue in the face. What are your values? Go look up Brené Brown's core value list. Write down your values. What's really important to you? What have you learned about your values, especially since 2020? And then your value, like, what is the thing that you're like, I don't want to like give it away anymore. I don't want to work for less than I'm owed. I don't want to work at a job or work in a place where I can't be connected maybe to nature. I don't want to work in a relation. I don't be in a relationship where I'm not connected to pleasure in my body. I don't want to be kind of so in that obsessive mind, mental struggle place with the same issue I've been wrestling with for a long time that it's taking me and costing me too much, bringing me out of my peace, bringing me out of my body. There's like something where the universe is like, okay, like let's go. Let's just get in the rocket ship and go to the next level of this or completely put you on a new trajectory, a new path. And believe me when I say it's going to be something where you're going to see some really clear steps ahead of you. Taurus likes the clear action steps, likes the plan. This is not necessarily like just going to be like super abstract and airy-fairy. This is going to be like, oh, that's how I do that. That's how I get that done. Thank you. Thank you, Taurus. So we're having huge changes coming to our personal finances, keeping our eyes open to that, to our feelings of worthiness, how they're reflected back to us from the universe, our physical material resources, our real estate, property, ownership, possessions, and also this feeling of like maybe something you used to hold on to for security. The universe might be like, you don't need that anymore. That doesn't have to be your security blanket. You are your own damn security blanket. So again, you can leave behind that thing, leave behind the good for the great. And the more we can lean into that Pisces energy in the sky, it's really going to help offset. Like Taurus gets a bad rap for being stubborn. In my opinion, I don't think of Taurus as, yes, like of course, off the surface, it can be Taurus energy. I'm thinking of my dog, Chance, can feel very stubborn. But Taurus energy, really, I think what it comes from is Taurus doesn't like to be rushed. Every zodiac sign has a lesson, has a curriculum. of like inherent competency and superpowers that it teaches the rest of the zodiac. And Taurus teaches us about how to be in our five senses and how to slow down and how to really like be in the moment, but also process things fully and not leading off that ungrounded like head space where we make bad decisions. So I honor of why Taurus comes across as stubborn is because like, no, give me a minute. Give me a minute. Let me sleep on it. Let me catch my breath. Let me breathe into this before you just yank me off in the new direction. Because I don't even know if that's a good direction to go in. It might be, but I got to check in with myself. So I'm going to say using that energy of Taurus, checking in with yourself. How are we feeling? Breathing through it. Not letting yourself be rushed, but also still letting yourself be in action and in flow. And we have like Mars is in Pisces right now. In addition to all the Venus, Jupiter, Neptune action. Mars in Pisces, you might have noticed. It's been there for the past like week or so. Mars in Pisces, Mars is our energy and how we direct it and how we move forward and our ambition and our drive. And when Mars is in Pisces, there is no like linear understanding of our energy. It is ebbing. It is flowing. It is crashing. It is like is waves of energy. I don't know about any of you, but for the past week, I will literally be like exhausted and then be like so kicked into gear. And that's just like Mars in Pisces just wants you to honor that, like that those kind of ebbs and flows. But like there's a lot of like action of Mars in Pisces, but it's like flow and it's kind of surrendering to miracles. I really have said flow so much, but it's just the word that comes to mind. And Mars in Pisces wants you to kind of also like drop into the heart space more, drop into the place of your spirit, of your soul. Where does that part of you want to go? Not just your head. And how can you like tune into a time where you just wholeheartedly trusted you and your higher self and the universe? And how can you do that again now? How can you lean back? Right? Like lean back and float and let the universe take you and carry you. Because like there's something so much bigger. Whenever we have Pisces at play, it's like there's just something so much bigger, so much more etheric, so much more from the like heart space that we can't even imagine right now. And I want you to like be open to that. Like all your job is just to stay open to the miracles and to the stuff that's beyond our human like comprehension right now. Okay. Through heart activation energy happening with all of this Venus energy, all this Pisces energy, it's very divine, okay? It's like sparkly, it's magical. I know this is like not the most helpful because it's hard to articulate this, but I'm just feeling really good about this eclipse. And I want everyone to look at where you have 10 degrees of Taurus in your chart to understand how this may be affecting you directly. And the number 10 is really big right now. 10. They say it's like a Wheel of Fortune number. 10 is kind of like a karmic completion, but like going around, it's like 1 and 0, right? Like 1, the beginning, 0, the full circle, the loop. And not only is this eclipse happening in 10 degrees, again, we want to pay attention when we see these repeating patterns as these little like nudges from the universe, but April is a 10 month, right? 2022 is a 6 year and we're in a 4 month. So this eclipse is happening on the very last day of the 10 month. So it's like 10-10. So also pay attention to where you see 10. You heard it here first. Keep me posted. So this eclipse, basically, just again, thinking about how can I live in more alignment with my value, my values, and how can I let myself like just vibe with the solar eclipse? There may be some big things happening on the main stage. We haven't had this eclipse happen in our society, in our existence, in this like 10 degree area. We haven't had a solar eclipse and that's like 1995. Our other solar eclipses in Taurus. I think the last one, there was one in like 2013, 2014. So again, these are, and we're in a very rare, having like this North Node in Taurus with conjunct Uranus is only going to happen again once in our lifetimes. So it happens every 84 years, unless someone, you know, has been like born or maybe like in that 10-year-old or under age, they might be able to experience it again. But there's just a lot of this like heavy hitting astrology and we just want to pay attention. We're definitely going to be feeling on the main stage, probably some things being put into motion with finance, currency, anything about money, that a change that we're going to really see play out for the next year and a half. That's really going to change the way we like look at money and how we interact with it. We might see some wild things happening. These eclipses are playing off very significant parts of Putin's chart, Zelensky's chart, and Biden's chart. So just also like as a heads up there, that'll all be going on. And really though, there is like, I want you to think about this eclipse. It is Taurus fixed earth. The changes and the things that are happening now are like long haul changes. Okay. Taurus is in it for the long haul. The eclipses we went through for the past 2 years were very like the Gemini Sag, very mutable. They were kind of just like shaking shit up just to have us question everything. Questioning our beliefs, our stories, our minds, all these things that are more cerebral or ephemeral. This is Taurus, baby. Like Taurus is like, no, we're going to lock in some changes and lock in things that are really going to probably affect your life for the next 18 and a half years in terms of these really tangible, practical aspects of your life. But it's also like giving you a whole new hard drive, like software upgrade. Like I'm picturing us all under this eclipse can be like, hey, what's a whole new operating system we want to work on? And how can I just like let myself kind of be upgraded in the way that I'm supposed to be? And like that old thing, like there might have been things in your life that you never thought you were worthy of, that you never thought you'd achieve or experience or buy or have in your life. And Taurus is the I have. And now the universe is saying like, you're ready. Like claim your reward. You've been working really hard. Now it's time to kind of feel it in your physical realm. But it's up to you to be like, yes, I'm ready, to not block it. Okay. So don't block it. I'll be so fucking pissed at you. Do some journaling, get clear, meditate, be in your body. If you're looking for some good journal prompts, like I said, I included a bunch in the moon guide. Slow down, create space in your schedule. And of course, then we'll have like this eclipse portal, this like 2 week weird time. That's basically like the week between Christmas and New Year's, but the cosmic version where nothing feels real, Bermuda Triangle vibes. And I'll be talking about that obviously in next week's podcast, and I'll be here every step of the way for you. And I want you to just say to yourself, like, I'm ready and I'm worthy. Okay. Can you just say that for me? Like even out loud, like, can you just do that? Maybe you're walking down the street, your AirPods in, you're driving in your car, you're sitting next to your partner. So I'm like, I'm ready and I'm worthy. Okay. Your soul is here for nothing else except to create, to expand, and to evolve. And this is like the moments in time where we get to just let it do that. Let it do just that. Okay? So time to leave the comfort zone for the cosmic zone. Time to give the good for the great. Time to just let ourselves like be the earthquake, feel the earthquake, and ride that lightning into our next chapter. Tag us and anything that comes up of any like rituals you're doing, listening to this episode. I'd love to just see like what you're up to on your hot girl walks, listening, hanging out. Like, I don't know. You all just like, I love seeing your lives. So tag us in those photos at the Cosmic RX and come find me at I Am Maddie Murphy. DM me. Let me know if anything big's coming up for you under this eclipse or if you're having any of your own, if astrology isn't real moments. Until next week, I am sending you, wrapping you, just swaddling you in a big, sparkly, pink blanket of love and stardust, and I'll just see you on the other side. Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.